KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Ron Howard's Rebuilding Paradise is a first-rate National Geographic documentary with a title that's a two-edged scalpel. The film investigates what happened to one paradise, a quiet town in Northern California, when there was suddenly no town left. It also has something to say, if indirectly, about how we can find the will and the way and the wisdom to rebuild a larger paradise, the one that's turning into a hell on earth in the time of COVID-19. The calamity in the Sierra Nevada foothills was the most destructive wildfire in California history. It started on the morning of November 8, 2018, consumed the town in less than 3 hours, and left at least 85 residents dead. But why, you may wonder, would anyone want to watch a film about a local tragedy when our national life is being torn apart by a global pandemic? Because the film's larger subject is community, the ties that transcend brick and mortar and arise from real ashes. In some respects, the paradise we see before and after is a world apart from the turbulence and polarization of America during the pandemic. The town's history goes back to the Gold Rush days. It was a sweet haven favored by nature and beloved by those who lived there. Not a lot of diversity in the mostly white populace, but it's not a town to be written off either as irrelevant to our current chaos. The majority of its 26,000 or so citizens were and are working class people struggling to make a living under the best of circumstances, people of goodwill by the evidence of what's on screen, who get short shrift in the media in the best of times. In other words, people like everyone else wanting safe homes and neighborhoods. Paradise Rebuilt is, once again, a community of homes. They're pretty modest, most of them, but the expression of a collective will to reclaim a way of life that seemed lost forever. That's the flat-out inspirational part of the story. Yet the film makes room for debate over whether rebuilding in the same place was a wise decision, since that once blessed place is now under new threat of fire from global warming. Rebuilding Paradise ends with a cautionary sequence that links its subject directly to climate change, although cautionary is a mild term for a series of terrifying images of floods, storms, droughts, and fires raging around the globe. Ron Howard wants us to know that greater challenges lie ahead. Not a welcome reminder while we're in the grips of the coronavirus, yet his documentary also dramatizes the resilience and resourcefulness we can bring to bear in meeting them. Calamity, the film says, isn't destiny. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in a couple of weeks with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.